dear citizens of the world, I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. I welcome you all to the topic, World Current Affairs, titled Duplicity, Feigning, Authenticity. There are many questions arise due to duplicity, feigning, authenticity, and violations having become the norm. My first question is, could any system be truly democratic when candidates are pre-selected by a special council, or for that matter, chosen by superdelegates like in the United States Democratic Party, exerting superiority over electorate prior to national election? What about a democracy that bars women hopefuls while expecting women voters to cast votes and yet described as vibrant democracy? How is the election free and fair with detention of political opposition and absence of other parties from mainstream denied opportunity to participate in the process? Is it possible that CIA and NSA, National Security Agency, are so weak and vulnerable that their secret world is infiltrated, in fact, rattled by WikiLeaks and one of the NSA employees, Edward Snowden, both of whom are apparently fugitives and named in the most wanted list? Similarly, were CIA and counterparts in deep slumber, only to be awakened by Al-Qaeda on 9/11? Is terrorism today the premise for warfare likened to communism in the past, prompting invasion of Vietnam and other parts of Southeast Asia, amid triggering near nuclear meltdown targeting Cuba? Did Karl Marx benefit from communism, or did communism promote feudalism? I go further, did they both benefit from each other? Is corporate socialism facilitating welfare system for politics, considering economic sector and political establishment interdependency? Are the cash flow from campaign donors to political members and vice versa via kickbacks and back-end deals deemed corruption? Should lawmakers as lawbreakers be allowed to legislate laws they do not respect and follow while enforcing them against rest of the society? What about those in the position of power and authority exercising the license to kill at will, whether the victim is unarmed civilian in domestic or foreign land? Is freedom of press a privilege or priority in a democracy? Should media and news outlets be pugnacious to some and unctuous to other? Meaning aggressive to some and somewhat or seemingly groveling to other. What makes a report fair and balanced? Facts or fabrication? Should television networks be concerned about rating or rationality? What is the difference between state broadcasting and corporate channels fielding for the state? Except for the financial difference, state broadcasting is public funded, corporate channels privately financed. Otherwise, they both share the same premise, extending support to their respective political party or affiliation. In international developments, can a state annex territory and occupy neighboring country in defiance of international law and maintain normal relations with the rest of the world? As if there is nothing wrong in what they're doing. Should a country as major economic power claiming territorial propriety continue to threaten region simply because the sea shares the name of the country? Is it appropriate to undermine sovereignty of a nation with arbitrary airstrikes against the defense force, as it recently happened in Syria? Does it make the wrong right with weapons supply to nation identified as terror sponsor and aggressor, namely Saudi Arabia? Should innocent people in poorer nations die for the sake of job creation and profitability in industrialized country? My reference is to the deals between United States and Saudi Arabia that are signed by every administration in power. What leads to self-destruction? The enslavement of greed, the enslavement to greed and hatred ultimately leads to self-destruction. What distinguishes political opportunism from human compassion when the government, in this instance, the reference is to India, exploits options to stay execution order for one citizen and at the same time colluded with then ruling power in declining a rape victim the right to survive and mandatorily transports the patient. The patient was forcefully transported. The patient in this instance was in critical condition, and yet the authorities, the political members, the ruling power and opposition across the spectrum decided to transport this patient in critical condition out of country against medical advice, resulting in patient's mortality and, I would say, what it turns out to be a political murder, further victimizing the citizen by rejecting the victim and parents' plea to disclose the victim's actual name. That still remains the contentious issue. An individual's request, a private citizen's request with the authorities to disclose her actual name until today is being declined. And this is supposed to be a democracy, and that too, the world's largest democracy. What is worst, myopia or dystopia? The response, the former transforms into latter. When there is bigotry, prejudice, discriminatory practice, it often evolves into oppression and human misery. What is religion to politics? Religion is nothing more than a pawn for political advantage. So these are some of the questions to ponder and think about, for I think that this is a very different and difficult world we are living in. Ordinary people have no say in any matter. The society is so segregated, polarized. There are those who have all the privileges, benefits, and they have enormous clout, political clout, and in general, they have more influence in society. And their affluence also speaks for their influence. So leaving the ordinary citizens at their mercy. And that is why I consider we are living in a a ravenous environment where anyone who is weak and vulnerable becomes an easy target for those who think they are powerful and even so much so invincible. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I would like to thank you all for your interest and attention, and I will be back with more on other issues from around the world. Until then, thank you.